have all been sent. The Christmas rushes through.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 8th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I've got lots of news and happenings for you, but first, the Dinosaur Museum in Blanding has a new look and a new power source after installing some solar panels thanks to hard work at the museum and some generous donations. Joining us now is operator and co-founder of the Blanding Dinosaur Museum, Sylvia Zirkus. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. So I wanted to start with the Dinosaur Museum. I took my in-laws to the museum this past summer, and they're from the Phoenix area. And not only were they surprised to learn that there was a museum at all in Blanding, but they were surprised by the quality. So how did Blanding get such a great amenity in the Blanding in the Dinosaur Museum?
Well, my husband and I have been involved in museum work for quite a few years before we founded the museum in Blanding. I was a curator at the LA County Museum, and my husband was a museum sculptor and paleontologist. During our various digs, we would pass through Utah because some of the most famous and wonderful paleontologists lived here and worked here, and we would go and visit them. We were working on a very large project, kind of 7 days a week, and my husband was a little impatient. He wanted to take a day off, so we went down and bought a big newspaper, LA Times. We were living in LA at that time, and they had an ad for our ranch, and it sounded so wonderful with acreage and a workshop. My husband asked me, call the realtor, see what he says. And I called him, and he told us, yes, indeed, it was what it said in there. And we came out and looked at the ranch, and it was perfect for us because we could build our life-size dinosaurs and have a wonderful environment. Every time we would go out on digs, we'd see how beautiful the rest of the world was away from the L.A. smog. And we really wanted to have a more rural setting, so we decided to purchase the ranch and move to it. During that time, we met Dale Slade from Blanding, Utah, who was one of the founders of the Recapture Metals. And he was very encouraging when he heard that we would like to start a museum. So between the three of us, we pooled our resources and decided, yes, we would go ahead. And pretty much that's how it started.
Wow, and it's open all these years later. I see 1995, is that when it opened?
Yes, July 4th, 1995 was when we opened, and we did it incrementally. We started out smaller and just kept building the museum as we could.
Yeah, and it's grown and has incredible exhibits. It's really awesome. I've always been curious, of course. The museum, when you go, it's got exhibits you'd expect, you know, about different dinosaurs and bones discovered and their age, but it's also got a big wing dedicated to pop culture and specifically cinema. Why is that?
Well, Stephen, as a young man, had a career in the movies. He started sculpting dinosaurs when he was 4 years old, and by the time he was in his teens, he was into the movie business. He wanted to be a paleontologist, but fate just took him into the direction of the movies because he always loved the movies. And when he and I decided to found Chirka Studios and concentrate totally on museum work, he really never lost his love of the movies. And in his off time, he would be purchasing and finding wonderful movie posters from all over the world. So we built this rather large collection of movie posters, and we have those at the museum as well as memorabilia. So it's the whole history of dinosaurs and movies, starting with the very earliest silent films on up to today's current films. And we just added a King Koopa exhibit, which the animated version came out this summer, So we try to keep it current, and people seem to really enjoy and relate to movies and dinosaurs in the movies because that's something that they've had experience with all their lives, and it's a very popular exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and of course, you've got incredible exhibits throughout, and really, you know, if someone hasn't been, I'd be surprised, one, but if you're in the Red Rock Country and you haven't been, you got to go check it out. And it sounds like, you know, you may be expanding your hours as a result of this work. Let's talk about power. Where did the idea for solar power come from, and how did that come to be?
Well, this is actually a project that the museum's been working on for over 4 years. It's taken quite a while, but today is the happy day. At 11 o'clock, our solar system will be activated. All the panels are in, the power sources in, the new meters in, everything's ready to roll. So at 11 o'clock, we are going to turn it on and we will be self-sufficient with our solar system. It's very exciting, and it's something that we've wanted to do for a long time. The museum is large. I mean, it's not gigantic like the Smithsonian, but it's large. It's sizable. And to heat and cool such a building is very expensive. Putting in the solar not only makes us self-sufficient for the electrical system, all the lights and things we have to run, but we prepared it so that we can install a heating and cooling system that will run off the solar also. So it's a two-part system. We're activating the electric now, and then when we get the heating and cooling system, then we will activate the second part.
Well, very good. Yeah, you know, a lot of buildings in especially colder places in Monticello and Blanding, they're built kind of short, you know, maybe 10 feet tall at most, but a lot of dinosaurs, they won't fit in a room that small, easy to heat, I guess.
No, we need quite a bit of space for the dinosaurs. And this is really a huge step forward for the museum because we're hoping we can stay open longer hours. During the summer, we can run our swamp cooler and fans, and it's not so bad, but during the winter, we really can't make our visitors comfortable or our staff comfortable with it being so cold. And to heat a place like that with conventional propane or gas or whatever is very expensive. This way, we will be able to heat it to our heart's content and make everybody comfortable and hopefully have many more visitors come to the museum because we'll have extended hours and extended time.
Well, that's very good. Well, that's great for mission fulfillment and for the community. You know, I you know, saw in a press release too. Talk maybe a little bit about the economic impacts that Blanding has seen over the years as a result of the Dinosaur Museum.
Well, I think we have actually at this point established quite a nice reputation and an audience. We have people coming from naturally all the four corners, and I think every school child in San Juan has come at least once to the museum. But also beyond that, we have people from throughout the state and throughout the United States, and then internationally, we have people from England, from Germany, different parts of Europe, everywhere, really, New Zealand, you name it, they've been here. And it's nice because the museum has established a worldwide recognition. So this has become like a tourist destination as well as an educational facility, which means that when they come here, hopefully they will spend the night and in our nice hotels and spend money at the restaurants and do some shopping. So I think that the museum has contributed not only with education and tourism, but also economically. It's provided a good stimulus for people to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, talked a little bit about, you know, a project like this, you know, for a nonprofit like the museum is not easy to gather all the funds for. Tell us a little bit about some of the folks that help make this possible.
Yes, the White Mesa Mill, they have a foundation, a clean energy foundation, and they were a major contributor to the solar system. It really fit their criteria for contributing to the community. They've contributed quite a bit to different parts of the community too, but they were very generous to us, and we also got San Juan County Rural Grant. We got a grant from the George and Dory Eccles Foundation and also the Wonderview Institute. So it took a number of grants and about 4 years, but we finally achieved our goal.
That's wonderful. And that achievement's coming to fruition at 11 o'clock this morning, where they're flipping on the system. Of course, you still got to get the heating and cooling installed. So people maybe won't have those extended hours this winter, is that correct? But maybe next, is that right?
Well, not this winter, because we don't have the heating and cooling in yet. We're good with the electricity, you know, that's all taken care of with the solar system. But now our next big project is to get funding so that we can install the heating and cooling system. And we've made some steps towards that already, but we've got a ways to go yet. So anyone who cares to contribute, we'd be very grateful. And we're going out and seeking funding and grants so that we can put in that heating and cooling.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We're looking forward to that coming for you again. Right now, though, April through October is when the museum is open to the public.
Yes, we have extended our hours a bit. We were only open till October 15th, but now we're open till October 31st, and then we'll open again April 15th, 2024.
Well, very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. Again, we've been speaking with Sylvia Zirkus. She's the director at the Dinosaur Museum. Sylvia, I just got to say, you know, personally, the Dinosaur Museum has meant so much to me. You know, as a little kid, I was captured by the incredibleness of dinosaurs, and you know, being a kid in a small rural town, it really meant a lot that I could go, you know, just 20 miles and see some of those dinosaurs. So I really appreciate it. I'm a big supporter of the museum myself, and a big fan of your work. So thank you for your work, and thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to hear such kind words, and we are very, very pleased that children are able to come and enjoy the museum, and that you were one of them, and that it meant a good deal to you. So thanks very much.
Absolutely. Sorry, anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning? I know you got probably a lot of work to do before that 11 a.m. switch. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think we're fine, and I'm looking forward to that happy moment.
Absolutely. We are too. Again, we've been speaking with Sylvia Zirkus, director of the Dinosaur Blanding Museum. They've got a new look and a new power system. They've got solar panels installed, and this morning at 11 a.m. they're flipping that system on. That system's going to help extend their hours, as it's going to help power heating and cooling system at the museum. Sylvia, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you coming this morning. A quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? You can apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org.
This is Bill Boyle. I've just been listening in. It's a great interview. The Zirkus have a lot of fans with little boys in San Juan County in the 1990s, and to today they also have fans. Michael Crichton, in the foreword to Jurassic Park, acknowledges the work of the Zirkus and how they helped him develop this concept of flighted birds or dinosaurs with feathers and so forth. So anyway, pretty remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great treasure for San Juan County and the Red Rock Country to have this incredible museum in Blanding.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
And the State Farm Insurance Team, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours. Come by the State Farm office at 30 West Center Street in Moab for a free 2024 calendar. Brittany Melton State Farm, celebrating 12 years in business, specializing in home, auto, and life insurance. Thank you for making us your insurance office. From Brittany Melton and the Moab State Farm team, Merry Christmas and a joyous 2024.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's the big Ace Hardware Rapid and Red event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and Accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys at the Rapid and Red event now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is off. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight. No long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 8th, 2023, 9:27 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Good.
It's exciting with the Dinosaur Museum.
Yeah. Yeah, exciting news for them. And they'll get that solar power system up and should help them extend their hours, and yeah, it's great news. Yeah. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Let's take a look at some local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. A special report from Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal. Ivy Daly is a Colorado Teacher of the Year finalist. She teaches 6th grade English and social studies in Mancos. It was announced earlier this week on Tuesday as Ivy Daly was presented with a plaque for placing in the top 7 for the 2023 Colorado Teacher of the Year. Daly's from Wisconsin and has been teaching for 10 years, where she teaches 6th grade English and social studies. The Colorado Department of Education's coordinator for Colorado Teacher of the Year came to Mancos for the occasion, presenting the award to Daly and telling the students a little about the award. She also told the students about the process to become Colorado Teacher of the Year, sharing there are more than 60,000 teachers in Colorado and, again, considered for that award. So a really nice coverage in the Cortez Journal, more about Ivy Daly's work, but great news there out of Mancos. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. This out of the Moab area, where the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission excited to announce that Bega Metzner has been announced the commissioner. He's the commissioner of the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission, and the Association of Film Commissioners International has announced the election of Bega Metzner to that their association. So that's a global nonprofit professional organization uniting 300 different film commissions across six continents. So that's exciting news there out of the Moab area. Additional influence and involvement for the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission, which of course is celebrating its 75th anniversary in 2024. It's the longest continuously running film commission in the world, so it makes sense they'd be a part of this big organization as well. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there are memorial services today for Larry Richmond of Blanding. They begin at 2 p.m. at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation this morning beginning at 10:30 to 1:30. Richmond passed away on November 29th at the age of 76. Funeral services for Nathan Charles Benally, age 38, will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Also on Tuesday are funeral services for Lewis Dale, age 68. They begin at 11 a.m. at the Blandy North Chapel of the LDS Church. Visitation from 9:30 to 10:30, and funeral at 11. Graveside services for Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell are at 12:30 on Friday. That's December 15th, so next Friday at the Monticello Cemetery. There'll be visitation from 11 to noon at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. Funeral services are on Tuesday at Walker Mortuary in Spanish Fork. So the local events are Friday at the cemetery in Monticello and at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Once again, we'll take another quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, December 8th, 2023, 9:36 a.m.
And 36 years ago today, Faith by George Michael that we just heard was the number one song in the land. Great song, great video. 36 years. On December 8th, 1965, a Charlie Brown special first aired on television. That instantly became classic holiday tradition to watch Charlie Brown. They getting that little old twig turning into a full-grown Christmas tree. Miracle of Charlie Brown, I guess. On this
brings
day,
your tear to, brings a tear to your eye.
Yes, it does. Nice music. That's a fun special. On this day in 1980 was a very sad day. Beatle John Lennon was fatally shot by a deranged fan at the Dakota Apartments in New York City. He'd recently released a solo album and seemed to be doing a little bit better. But anyway, a sad day. John Lennon killed on this day in 1980. On this day in 1987, Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev signed a nuclear weapons reduction treaty. That was a great day. Today, boy, talk about great day. Today is pretend to be a time traveler today. So you're encouraged to go check your closet or garage or secondhand store, and dress up like a time traveler. So you've got permission to do what you've always kind of wanted to do, which is pretend that you're a time traveler. So got a lot in culture, pop culture, Back to the Future, Doctor Who, The Time Machine, even Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol is a bit of a time traveler. So, and if that's not good enough for you, today's also National Lard Day. So we're covering all the bases today on the days.
Wow.
Actress Terry Hatcher is 59 years old today, and Kim Basinger is 70 years old. Singer Jim Morrison of The Doors was born on December 8th, 1943. Of course, he died at the age of 27 in Paris of a drug overdose. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers was born today in 1947. He and his brother Dwayne basically invented Southern Rock. He died in 2017. Local birthdays today for Josephine Atencio, Bettina O'Neill, Dallin Edwards, and Mike Black. And upcoming weekend birthdays for Brenda Rowley, Leanne Bowering, Steve Wozniak, Dallin Lovell, and Leon Buchanan. Have a great birthday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call. You should know this number by now, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Well, we'll send you off to the on-air job fair. Be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab.
Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings, including health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, a sheriff's deputy, and a corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It's a high school hoops weekend on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. The Monument Valley, Monticello, and Whitehorse Boys are all at the 1A Utah State Preview in Richfield, and we'll feature full coverage all weekend. Today, the Buckaroos tip it off at 2:30 against Valley, and Whitehorse takes on Mazer Prep at 5:30. We'll sneak the San Juan Broncos in at 6:30 as they host American Heritage in Blanding. Then Monument Valley finishes the night at 8:30 against Paiute. Other basketball tournaments this weekend. The Green River Boys are also playing in the Utah 1A Preview. The Dolores, Dove Creek, and Nucla Boys and Girls are all playing in the Western Slope Winter Classic in Rangeley. The Mancos Boys are at the Cowboy Shootout in Meeker. The Mancos Girls are playing in the Borough Classic in Fairplay. And the Monument Valley Girls are at the Valley Tournament in Orderville. Non-tourney hoops. The Grand County girls are hosting Manti and the San Juan girls are at Panguitch. The Grand County swim team is hosting North Summit, Emory, and Logan today. And there's a lot of wrestling this weekend. Monticello, Norwood, and San Juan are at the Carbon Invitational in Price. Grand is at the Desert Hills Invite in St. George. And Dove Creek, Mancos, Montezuma Cortez, and Nucla are all at the Western Slope Showdown in Montrose. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. This is Bill Boyle. David Boyle's on the road on the way to those games that we just heard about from Rhett Sifford. What a busy weekend of high school basketball. We've got four games today and four games tomorrow, too. Anyway, between Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live, you can cover a lot of the local teams, including Monticello High School, Whitehorse High School, Monument Valley High School, and San Juan High School. Anyway, should be a great day. We're glad that you're with us. Looking at the regional sports, as busy as it is with the local sports, we're a little bit quiet on the regional sports.
Of course, last night was the semifinal of the in-season basketball tournament in NBA. The Pacers and the Lakers won. Our local teams did not advance in that. So the final of that in-season championship will be Saturday. Tonight, there's going to be three games involving our local teams. The Suns host the Kings. The Jazz host the Clippers. And the Nuggets host the Rockets. In NBA action, of course, this weekend, we've got a bye for the Arizona Cardinals. But the Denver Broncos will be at Los Angeles to take on Los Angeles. Anyway, glad that you've joined us. Hope you have a great weekend. Have a great holiday season. As we close, we always like to close with America the Beautiful. Today we're going to hear from Whitney Houston. Once again, thank you for listening to Red Rock Morning Show, and have a great weekend.